리뷰 테스트 4.
1. When we talk about changing behavior, it is important to understand that animals are very conservative by nature. When they find a habit that does the trick, they are content and will act along that habit forever and ever. Even if the habit eventually would kill the animal, it cannot stop by itself. One method to catch a monkey is to create a hollow in a tree and put some food in the hollow. If you make the entrance to the hollow so small that the monkey's empty hand can get in, but the full hand cannot go out, the monkey will be caught forever moving the hand in and out, but unable to decide to drop the food and run for freedom. If the poacher is late, the monkey will be dead or eaten by other animals. It was the resistance against changing a habit that eventually killed the monkey.
2. In certain instances, people tend to hide their true feelings because they do not want to expose what they are experiencing. This human condition typically occurs in social settings that people do not like. Using the inhibition hypothesis, a researcher mirrored the microexpressions and contended that it is nearly impossible for people to suppress their true feelings in their facial expressions. He disproved declarations that people can hide their true feelings, showing that strong negative emotions, such as anger, fear, hatred, and disgust, are conspicuous. Even when experiencing positive emotions, such as happiness, joy, and surprise, people reveal what they feel through their faces. The researcher noted that microexpressions are very difficult to hide or fake because they last about 3 seconds or more. It is unlikely for people to successfully conceal their true emotions due to facial expressions.
3-4. I heard a story about a man on vacation in Hawaii with his wife. He was a good man who had achieved a modest measure of success, but he was thinking that he'd already reached his limits in life. On the second day of the trip, his friend was driving the couple around the island, showing them the sights. They stopped to admire a gorgeous house set high on a hill. The property was filled with beautiful palm trees and green gardens in a picturesque, peaceful setting with a panoramic view overlooking the ocean. As the man gazed at the magnificent home, he commented to his wife and friend, "I can't even imagine living in a place like that." Right there, something inside him said, "Right, you won't. You will never live in a great place like that." Startled at his own thoughts, he asked himself, "What do you mean?" Something inside him answered, "As long as you can't imagine it, as long as you can't see it, then it is not going to happen for you." The man realized that his own thoughts and attitudes were condemning him to mediocrity. He determined then and there to start believing better of himself. It's the same way with us. We have to conceive it on the inside before we're ever going to receive it on the outside. If you don't think you can have something good, then you never will. The barrier is in your mind. It's not your lack of talent that prevents you from prospering. Your own wrong thinking can keep you from it.
5-7. A. When in dangerous waters, the sailor trusts the reliable beam of the lighthouse to guide his passage. My dependable lighthouse was my father's handkerchief. He didn't care for fancy French silk or Italian lace, and had no need for those with elaborately embroidered initials. Dad preferred plain white cotton, the best buy from the local five and dime. The uses of Dad's handkerchief were innumerable. B. The tears came as I confronted leaving everything I knew, my family, my home, my friends, and my boyfriend. You'll see, this is going to be one of the best experiences of your life, Dad said reassuringly as he handed me his familiar cotton square. Trust me, he added with a wink. Upon returning after 3 months in Europe, my first sight scanning through the crowds at the airport was his white flag waving over them. It would make many appearances throughout my life, never more moving than when Dad was welcoming me there. C. The first time I ever saw my dad sob, it was also the cloth that wiped his tears after he carried the lifeless body of his beloved dog, Princess, out to her grave. The tears I shed when I had a crush on a boy, but I had to give him up, ceased only when Dad offered me his handkerchief. Here, take mine. You never seem to have one when you need it. I also remember going to him when I was 20, just before leaving on my first solo adventure, a trip to Europe. As the big moment arrived, I was scared, not so sure I was ready to be independent after all. D. It was his handkerchief that was hanging from the car window when our old station wagon was overheated on vacation. The handkerchief, ever ready for backseat disasters, sponged up melted ice cream. It is amazing that a single piece of cloth can bring up so many memories. It bound the wound of my favorite kitten after a close encounter with the neighbor's dog, then handled my sniffles too. It was also Dad's amateur magician's tool for his disappearing nickel trick.